King and Queen of England 4 days, and we had a brief conversation with King Charles on Tuesday during our Trump day, but I think we have a little more official right now. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have you officially now, King Charles.
Yes,
Hickey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Chuck. Yes,
sincerest of apologies for earlier on our trip, of course, I tried to speak, but I couldn't quite get much of a word in edgewise, could I?
Right, yeah, that was on Tuesday.
Yes, that was on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No. That was Tuesday, Wednesday.
Why do y'all have weird words for everything over there?
Yes, but now that our jaunt through the old U.S. of A. has come to a conclusion, I must say...
Yeah, had a good time?
Absolutely dreadful time.
That's unfortunate. I thought you were having a good one.
Your weather is, first of all, loony bonkers.
Well,
and your food what's
wrong with our food?
Has so much taste.
Okay, comparatively, yes.
I would kill for a crumpet right now.
You know, that's actually funny you mentioned that.
But we went all over, of course. You know, nothing says international diplomatic friendship quite like inviting back the country you defeated in a war for the 250th party celebration.
It was kind of weird. Happy birthday. Yeah.
But I did have a jolly time with Donald.
Oh,
it was fun, yes.
Looked like you had a fun time.
We go way back. Yeah,
is
back
that
to
right?
the island days.
I'm sorry?
Pardon?
What?
I'm just joshing you, old bean, just joshing. But yes, this, truth be told, was all more of a business trip, really.
Really?
Official business. Royal business.
Business? What kind of business trip?
Well...
Like the men relations?
You know, every now and then, since 1776, we, you know, check in.
What do you mean, check in?
Every once in a while.
Right.
Every couple of decades.
Right.
You know,
well, we were just talking about that. Like
check in. You know, pop in.
Why?
Just see how it's going and whatnot.
Wait, why would you care about...
You know, just in case. We're always here for you.
What, to come...
yes, you know,
to come back?
Well, you know...
As a country?
Things I've noticed, we're getting a little rough around the edges.
Well, it's been a
Who
weird...
wants to pay four U.S. dollars for petrol? Am I right?
Well, I mean, you know...
Of course, as my mother always used to sing to me.
She'd sing?
They'll be back. You wait and see. They'll fall apart and then they'll call their queen.
You've been telling jokes. What is happening here? You've been telling jokes. Are we singing now? Ladies and gentlemen, King Charles.
The USA.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Congrats on the freedom you won from us when you broke away. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
250 years of freedom. And look at that, all that sovereignty. But just in case, I mean, being a country is hard and you've went it alone.
Right.
There's always an old friend. Just pick up the telly and pull it back at your girl, your OG, your original.
Yeah, I don't think...
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Just come back. I think you'd see that you'd love to have yourself a king. We've had our tips, tariffs, a war or two, but that was long ago before me and you. See, presidents go, nations fall, but see, the monarchy's been through it all. Plus, we don't really do anything, but I would be the one that brought you back, the United States under the king.
Well, I appreciate the offer, ladies and gentlemen. The King of England, right there, singing live on Hank FM.
Come on back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Back.
There he is. All right. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
God save me.
The King.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.